Mirror, Mirror. A Good Omens fan fiction written by Improbable Dreams 900. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. Chapter 10. Epilogue. A New Beginning. Mephistopheles could not believe his luck. After Behemoth's men had caught him above ground, against express orders to remain in hell, he'd been certain his number was finally up. The serpent didn't practice mercy, especially towards second-rate demons who liked humanity more than they had any business doing. But after the Emperor had sent Mephistopheles to his chambers to be dealt with later, Crawley simply hadn't arrived. Almost 2 days after Mephistopheles had been left bound and shivering, waiting for certain death, someone had finally come for him. Except it hadn't been Crawley, or even Asmodeus, or one of the other archdemons. Mephistopheles had never met the excited-looking, mid-ranking demon who'd asked his name, though once he'd stammered it out, she'd broken his chains. A little alarmingly, his name had turned out to hold some sort of significance for nearly everyone he encountered, and he found himself quickly shuttled up the ranks, eventually returning to the hands of Asmodeus. It was at this point that the archdemon had informed him that the king had been looking for him. Mephistopheles didn't realize the importance of the title king versus the usual emperor until he was led into the audience hall and cast to the floor in front of someone who was decidedly not Crawley. Once Lucifer had confirmed his identity, Mephistopheles had found himself with a golden ticket to the one place he desperately wanted to go, Earth. And, as if this wasn't the single greatest stroke of luck Mephistopheles had ever been blessed with, it was coupled with a blanket ban on demonic activity on, or visitation to, Earth. Except for him. Expressly. Mephistopheles was still trying to piece together what exactly had transpired to land him in this singularly wonderful position, but he limited how much he prodded at it, lest someone should think too hard and revoke his sudden privilege. Now, Mephistopheles stumbled across the rubble-strewn streets of an Earth city he had last seen in its prime. He was still shaking a little with disbelief and could barely take his eyes off the wide, glorious expanse of brilliant blue sky above him. Birds sang somewhere not far away, and Mephistopheles hoped that humanity would soon return to reclaim their city. They'd fled to the countryside to avoid the concentrated demonic activity around the cities, but with hell under new management, it was possible they might be able to resume their previous progress. Mephistopheles had just passed a large collapsed building and was watching the progression of a rabbit among the bricks when there was a loud clatter from behind him. Mephistopheles spun, immediately going on the defensive. He quickly cast his eyes across the street behind him where the sound had come from, but it was deserted, apart from a few birds taking flight, evidently spooked by the noise. After staring at the motionless street another long minute, Mephistopheles slowly turned back around and took another step forward. There was a second clatter, louder this time, and when he spun, he saw a rock skip to a stop a few meters away. Mephistopheles blinked at it in confusion, and that was when someone grabbed him from behind. An arm wrapped itself tightly around his chest, yanking him a half step backwards, and it was joined a second later by a sword at his throat. Mephistopheles nearly jumped out of his skin, and then froze as his attacker pressed the flat of the blade against his throat, heart hammering. "Who are you, and what are you doing here?" a female voice demanded into his ear. Mephistopheles swallowed, feeling the cold steel of the sword against his skin as he did so. My name's Mephistopheles, and I'm just taking a walk.
You're a demon, the voice asserted.
Yes. Where are the rest of them? Mephistopheles blinked in confusion. Rest of... His attacker shook him slightly. The demons! The rest of the demons! Where did they all go?
Oh, Mephistopheles said. There's been a ban. No demons allowed on the earth for 100 years.
His attacker was silent for a moment, and Mephistopheles swallowed again, nervously. Then why are you here?
I'm the official liaison to Earth, Mephistopheles said honestly, hoping this was the answer that would allow him to keep his corporation. He wasn't sure if he'd be permitted back on Earth again if he'd lost it, official liaison or not.
How did that happen? The voice sounded almost confused.
Lucifer himself appointed me, Mephistopheles admitted. I don't know why, but he was very insistent.
The sword moved a few inches away from his throat, and Mephistopheles took a deep, relieved breath, hoping that meant his attacker would shortly release her arm from around his chest.
Lucifer sent you? What about Crawley? I don't know, but word is, he's dead.
Did you see him? The voice asked, suddenly urgent. In the last few days?
The serpent? Mephistopheles asked, puzzled. 3 days ago, yes.
Mephistopheles remembered the peculiar wink the Emperor had given him.
He was acting strangely.
His attacker let out a relieved sigh and released him. Mephistopheles hastily took a few steps forwards and spun, one hand going to his throat to double-check that the edge of the blade hadn't nicked him. He took another step back as he saw his attacker's white wings.
You're an angel!
His attacker rolled her eyes and sheathed her sword.
Who were you expecting with all the demons banned from Earth?
Mephistopheles blinked.
Well, who exactly are you, then?
Sandelophon, the angel identified herself, brushing something off her sleeve.
I'm Heaven's official liaison to Earth.
Mephistopheles blinked again.
Heaven has liaisons to Earth?
Sandelophon grimaced. Not in so many words, but I'd be surprised if there were another angel on the planet right now.
Oh.
Sandelophon was frowning at him now.
Where's your beard?
Pardon?
I thought all demons were supposed to have beards.
She mimed a goatee.
The serpent shaved his, Mephistopheles said,
raising a hand self-consciously to his own freshly shaved chin.
So everyone did. Changing fashions, you know.
Sandelophon raised an eyebrow.
Fascinating. Anyway, I'm pleased to make your acquaintance.
She stepped forward and extended her hand.
Mephistopheles took a half step back. What are you doing?
Getting to know the neighbors. She was still holding out her hand, expression open.
Mephistopheles eyed her hand warily. But you're an angel. Aren't we supposed to be...
He moved his arms back and forth in a rather poor imitation of fighting. He had practically no combat experience besides ducking and running away. Sandelophon shrugged.
Probably, but I don't really fancy it. Do you?
Mephistopheles kept his gaze on her extended hand and found himself hoping that this wasn't a trick after all.
The way I see it, Sandelophon continued when she saw his indecision,
we're the only supernatural beings on Earth right now. We probably have the place to ourselves for a couple of decades at least. Do you want to spend all that time looking over your shoulder?
Mephistopheles blinked. No. Sandalphon made a, well, there you have it, expression. She was still holding her hand out. Mephistopheles hesitated a second longer, and then took a hesitant step forward. This was followed by a second step, and staying as far away as possible in case the angel decided to draw her sword again, Mephistopheles very carefully reached out and shook Sandalphon's hand. It was soft and warm, and Mephistopheles blinked again in surprise. He'd been expecting the firm, calloused grip of a warrior.
There, Sandalphon said brightly. Now we're both better off, see?
I see, Mephistopheles said slowly, still trying to work out if this was some sort of trap. It seemed a little overcomplicated, though. If she wanted to kill him, she'd had plenty of opportunities to do so when her sword had been at his throat.
Do you want to drink?
Mephistopheles blinked and returned his attention to the angel.
A drink? Like, together?
Sandalphon huffed in exasperation. Well, I'm hardly going to sit there and watch you drink all by yourself, am I?
But you're an angel, Mephistopheles repeated, confused. I'm a demon. We don't sit around at tables talking,
Sandalphon finished. Mephistopheles nodded. Sandalphon shrugged.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but who's to say we can't try something new?
Mephistopheles looked at the angel's open, honest expression and decided that, for good or ill, he believed her.
Okay, as long as we can stay where we can see the sky.
Sandalphon brightened.
Excellent! I found some bottles of beer in one of the taverns in the next street.
She turned and strode a few paces away before realizing that Mephistopheles wasn't following her. She stopped and turned back, raising her arms in exasperation.
Well, come on, Meph!
Mephistopheles scrunched his nose, but began picking his way towards her over the rubble-strewn road.
It's Mephistopheles, he corrected.
Sure thing, Meph, Sandalphon said cheerfully, and once he caught up, they began moving down the street together.
What do you know about whales?
Whales? Mephistopheles echoed as he stepped over a pane of remarkably unbroken glass.
Like the animal?
Yes, like the animal. I was thinking about going to the ocean and seeing if I could find one. I want to know what they look like. The end of Chapter 10 and Mirror, Mirror by Improbable Dream 900. I found this fic right after jumping back into the Good Omens fandom after a long break because of the miniseries, unsurprisingly. And God, I just absolutely adore this fic. And doppelgangers and alternate universes and that whole, like, imitating the other Crowleys and Crawley imitating Crowley. And just all of that was so delightful. I adored all the tropiness that got into this fic. Like, especially the evil mustache and then the, God, the whole exchange where the lights go out and they're, it's like, no, he's the evil one. No, I'm the evil. Like, that, and when the lights go out and the whole exchange between the two Crowleys trying to convince Aziraphale they're Crowley instead of Crawley. I hope the names are fairly clear. I tried to emphasize a decent, maybe a little overemphasis in order to make it a little clearer. But God, especially that last moment with Crawley and Aziraphale, Crowley and Aziraphale, where that line Aziraphale has of it's like, only, like, the blade needs killer intent to light up. And it's like, do you know how many humans I killed? And it's like, do you think I'm proud of that part of myself? Just God, every time I read that gives me shivers. So I'm so glad that I jumped back into the Good Omens fandom. There always has been a lot of really great fic, and I've occasionally dipped my toes in, but, like, there's so many things that I still haven't read that I'm now having, like, rekindled my excitement for this fandom, and so I get these great gems of the fandom. This one was only published in 2017, but, like, the whole, like, basically all the fics by Improbable Dream, I've just really enjoyed. Edenverse was amazing, and I maybe read that a little bit too much. That one's a little bit older. But most of my stuff is, like, 2015 and stuff that I've read before. So it's really great to go back to this fandom and be like, all this great fic that's already there that I can find. And so I'm so glad I started reading Good Omens fanfiction again. I'm so glad this fandom, like, got a big burst of energy in life of late since the miniseries, because I really enjoyed that. But, like, God, I really enjoyed this fic in particular because of all the, like, good, good tropiness. So, anyways, it's been a long fic. I really hope everyone enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording, and I hope you have a good, you know, whatever, life, next book, whatever, you know, listening. I will sign off now.